Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Oh, hang on just a second.
All right.
Okay. I have a charge on my bank statement from AllMax Performance. I don't even know what that is, for $67.32.
All right, can I get that account to see what these charges are for and if my company was the one that directly charged you?
Do what now?
Could I get your zip code from you to see what the charges are for and if my company directly charged you?
41056.
41056. Can I get the name that is associated with this account?
Paula McCall, MCCALL.
All right, Ms. Paula, can I get you to verify the address for security purposes for me?
8005 Overlook Lane, Maysville, Kentucky, 41056.
All right, give me one second while these transactions are loading for me. All right, so I see this account. And what were you calling about again, ma'am?
On my statement, it says AllMax Perform, and it was $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. On my end is for the ice maker that was purchased for $5.74 just for the shipping and handling.
And what was it for?
Do you remember purchasing, paying shipping and handling $5.74 for an ice maker?
I did not receive an ice maker.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember purchasing, like paying the $5.74 just for the shipping and handling, which is also entering in a contest to win the ice maker?
I had tried to purchase one,
Yes, ma'am.
and I never did get it.
Yes, ma'am, because that is just you entering to win that ice maker with other thousands of people that also entered to win. Only one out of that 1,000 win will win an ice maker. But you paid that $5.74 to enter in the contest to win.
So
And
you're
that's
saying
also
six,
where that 6732 was coming from.
and the 67.32 was for a
The
chance
mem
to win.
No, ma'am, the 574 where you was already entering in a chance to win. That was a chance to win. The 6732 is for you not canceling your account with them or canceling that account that you had with them when you paid that 574 within the date or timestamp that they had dated in their terms and conditions. So you enter in a mem well, you did not enter, but it enters you in a membership because it also lets you know the terms and conditions. If you do not cancel your account with them in a certain amount of days, that they will automatically enroll you in their monthly membership for the ice maker. And also that 6732 also re-enters you in that contest to win a ice maker as well. So it re-enters you every month that the 6732 is coming out of your account to win
Okay,
an
I
ice
want that
maker.
canceled.
All right, I can get the account for you.
Okay, and I have an illness that messes with my mind, and that's the reason why I guess I didn't realize that I needed to cancel that. But is there any way I can get my $67 back? I'm on disability, and I really can't afford this.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me talk to my supervisor about that.
Thank you.
Okay, so you talked to someone earlier as well, ma'am?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, because it says on the 23rd, it states that they explained the charges, you understood it, informed you about the voucher, and the charges were valid and final.
I don't remember. Like I said, I have a disease that messes with my mind, and I have no idea.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay, so due to, even though you said you didn't, you don't recall because of the, your, I forgot what you said, but due to you talking to someone around, I'll say 30 minutes ago, because that was it states in my system, I can give you a 50% refund of that $67.32.
50%.
Yes, ma'am, because it states that you talked to someone earlier. She explained the charges. You understood.
Well,
and
I may have, like I said, I'll tell you how bad my memory is. I've lived in Maysville my whole life, and I got lost right here in town one day.
I mean, it's
bad.
Yes, ma'am,
so,
but that'll be all I can do for you because you talked to someone earlier, even if you did or did not remember.
Okay. I appreciate your help. I really do.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to get this refunded for you.
Okay. And this will be canceled from right now, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I'll be back to give you your cancellation number as well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, so I got that 50% of that $67.32 refunded back to you, which would be hitting your card within 3 to 5 business days, and that amount that would be on your card is $33.66. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in Charlie. 262-677-235.
Okay.
And this account is also canceled, so no more for the charges will be coming out of your account.
Okay, so let me repeat it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
C-262-677-235.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day and a rest of your...
You too. Bye.